John Lyons and his wife, Ann, are from Monticello, Kentucky. They're staying at New York, which is basically right across the street. And Ann's on the line with us. Ann, good morning.
No, this is actually John.
John, I'm sorry, John. John, good morning to you, sir. And you are in New York, New York. It's, as I recall, the times I've been to Vegas, it's kind of right across the street, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is. There was a body found, one of the bodies found right across the, right at our place here, right across the street.
Now, tell us what you experienced last night.
Well, we were coming back from into our hotel, and we received word that there was, they said originally there was three active shooters. We didn't know. And the guy was kicked or shot the 32nd floor down off of the Mandalay Bay, which is right across from us, and he was shooting directly down into the crowd, about 30,000 people down there at a concert, which we had thought about going to, or had gone down to a part of it earlier in the evening. And it was 11:30 your time, I mean, sorry, 1:30 your time there, and we were kind of tired, so we were coming back to the hotel, and this guy just opened the fire, shooting straight down into people.
Did you hear it?
No, didn't. We didn't hear it. We got in the room and stayed in the hotel. It was pretty much shut down, but of course, we heard like SWAT teams after SWAT team after SWAT team and ambulances and people moving and running and doing and everything like that. It was pretty exciting time and very surreal thing happening here. Of course, you go on a vacation, you don't expect somebody to start shooting.
Right. And did you?
It was a machine gun.
Right.
And what people have told me that were out there when it happened, and it was, they were interviewing people out on the street this morning, you know, who had been at the concert wrapped in blankets and everything, and people had been up all night because you couldn't hide. You couldn't get behind anything because you were shooting straight down on you. And most of the wounds were head wounds. And they say here there's about maybe close to 60 dead. And 400 were transported to hospitals.
That's exactly right.
And the police are still here. Our hotel is on lockdown. And there's police all over the place, inside the hotel and outside the hotel, all of them wearing the big helmets and everything. It's a pretty surreal issue here.
Say you lock down, you have to stay in the hotel?
Or
do you have to stay in your room?
Anywhere. Well, all the streets are shut down. You can't go anywhere. You can't go out. There's generally 50 or 60 cabs lined up in front of the hotel here, and there's none there right now. We couldn't even get a cup of coffee. People can't get into town to go to work and to the hotels and everything. And we were lucky to get a cup of coffee this morning. But it's just been people sleeping downstairs that were on the couches and stuff that were at the Mandalay or whatever that had to get over here to sleep. They wouldn't let them go back, of course. And it's just a little bit of a. Not what you'd expect to the strip in Las Vegas. There's nobody gambling. It's just an empty casino down there.
I was actually going to ask you that, if the casino was open and if there was anybody down there.
Well, there's people down there looking for a cup of coffee or something, but nobody's actually gaming or playing anything. The dealers couldn't get in, and the people that do all the work and all that sort of thing, they just can't get here. And because it just shut down. We didn't know if we're going to be able to get out. We were supposed to come back to Kentucky this morning.
You're supposed to come back?
We're supposed to come back. I don't know that we'll actually make it or not. They diverted some of the traffic from the airport last night because this guy was firing with a machine gun.
Right.
And he must have had clips because he just kept firing and kept firing. First off, everybody thought it was fireworks. And we didn't know, and nobody knew. But what was going on, it was a concert, and thought maybe somebody set off some fireworks toward the end of the concert, as a matter of fact. Then they just this guy shot the wind out and started raining bullets down on the crowd.
We heard
anybody else he saw.
We heard earlier this hour, John, that the airport by a reporter that's on the scene there. The airport is now open, but the question for you would be whether or not you're going to be able to get out and get over there.
Well, that's likely. It's likely we won't be able to. We couldn't right now. Mm-hmm. Maybe 2 or 3 hours from now when we're supposed to be at the airport. But that's not, they diverted traffic from the airport because of the gunfire.
Right.
The airport's not too far from the strip down here in Vegas. And of course, the jets kind of take off to the side, and of course, they didn't know what was going on, and nobody did. I'm not sure they still know.
If you've ever been to Vegas, it's interesting when you come in to the airport there, it looks like you're going to land on the Strip. It's so close.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what happened. And so last night they diverted some of the traffic for fear of machine gun fire. It sounded from what I've heard audios of it here, and other people that I've talked to here that have heard it, said it sounded like fireworks. I kept saying it sounded like fireworks because it was like so rapid and quick together. But when you start listening to the audio of it, it was a machine gun. Mm-hmm. It was fully automatic. And he would just shoot.
Right.
And he'd take it out, put a clip in, shoot. Well, hell, they didn't know where he was coming from.
Right.
But they finally figured out it was 30-second floor of mine delay. Well, they went up and he had barricaded the door. And he had several weapons, I think, up there and a couple of different shooting platforms. And so they blew the door open and killed him, I think. But
all right, listen, we must move along here, sir. I appreciate that. Yeah, well, the last we heard that it's a possibility that he had killed himself. John, thank you so much. We hope you get back safely, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Jack.
And